On Worcester State University Week, what can we learn from universal basic income pilot programs? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, President of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Brian Skoulos, Visiting Assistant Professor of Political Science, discusses their effect.
Although universal basic income, or UBI, is not a new idea, recent political campaigns have re-energized interest in it. UBI is a broad category of policy proposals that involve sending direct payments set at or near a living wage to all people regardless of demonstrated need. Mayors around the U.S. are developing guaranteed income programs for their communities, inspired by the idea of UBI, at a time when people are struggling at historic levels. That said, many of the local pilot programs fall short of the ideal of UBI. Many are not universal, and most do not provide a living wage. However, even these experiments can still achieve important goals, including providing data that challenges many of the negative myths about UBI, while also benefiting the participants. UBI experiments up to this point show that providing direct payments to people improve their lives and benefit the economy. At the same time, understanding how the local experiments diverge from UBI can illuminate the ways that these pilots can lay the foundation for progress towards a more far-reaching UBI system. In order to be maximally valuable in relation to that goal, local guaranteed income projects need to do at least three key things: involve more people, provide larger sums of money to the participants, and they need to provide the income for longer periods of time. While more expansive UBI programs, which are best funded by increasing taxes on the wealthy, are more controversial, the more expansive a UBI program is, the more likely it is that the beneficiaries will make longer-term changes to their lives, which include going back to school and spending more time with their families and in their communities. An expansive UBI can even begin to change how people think about their relationship to work and their views on our capitalist economic system that regularly leaves so many behind.
That was Bryant Skoulos of Worcester State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.